This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio, coming to you from sunny Southern California, back off the road. Welcome in, man. Hope you're having a great day. We continue to react to all the news in college football, right? College football's kind of taken over here this last 3 days, which we don't do. And here's how I would say we kind of separate ourselves on Fox Sports Radio. Part of it is Colin and I and Dan as well. We all used to be at the other place, and our boss used to be at the other place. And so we all kind of have a genuine belief in this. And it's why we're doing well, right? Which is, you don't necessarily talk about what you want to talk about. You talk about what the greatest number of people want to talk about, right? And the mistakes that radio shows that have been popular but failed in the past are, and I could go through them if you'd like, but I don't need to, is you're talking about your favorite topic. You know, your favorite topic is not everybody else's favorite topic. I'm a huge college football fan. One of the reasons I think my picks are generally pretty good is I talk to a ton. There's a lot of college football coaches that I've gotten to know because I've done college basketball and college football games on some level for 20 years. And a lot of those guys that are now, you know, into their 30s and 40s, there's just, you're kind of a college guy or whatever in terms of covering it. We talk more NFL because it's more popular and everybody has a fantasy team and everybody watches that, whereas college is a little more niche-y. But I actually, my avid viewing, like can't miss programming, obviously Red Zone on a Sunday, especially the early window and the big NFL games, but college football Saturday, it's the best. So this is fun, right? But I'm always amazed at how many people are in my industry but don't understand the industry that they cover. That may sound, you're talking condescending, like, no, it's just a reality to it. We started the show yesterday talking about the whys. That's our job, is to answer the why. Well, Brian Kelly gave us plenty of whys. He had an interview with Dan Patrick and the Dan Patrick Show, which is early in the morning here on Fox Sports Radio. He was asked by Dan why he left for LSU.
It really didn't have anything to do with what Notre Dame couldn't give me, as much as another opportunity, another challenge to come down in the SEC, you know, to play in, you know, obviously arguably the best conference in the country. And the resources here are incredible.
I thought the last part was very telling. The resources generally, especially in basketball, but generally you want to work now for a private school as opposed to a public school, because the theory by many coaches is public schools, you have to go through so much bureaucracy to get something done, right? It's like, I'll use this easy analogy. It used to be where, when I was in high school in the 90s, you know, if you wanted to go to the gym and shoot, you would go to the gym and shoot. You get the janitor would open for you, or your coach would give you a key, or your coach would open it up. Now, I live essentially like 15 minutes from where I grew up. Every one of the high school coaches in the area was either a high school coach when I played or was a player when I played. So I know all of them. And all of them, without any question, at the public schools were like, look, man, I'd love to let you in my gym, have your kid come and shoot, but you got to go through the district. You got to get their insurance. You got to get approved. You got to get a time. All this different stuff. Like, that's the way college sports usually is, in that most schools, if it's public, it's just can be a pain. The difference is he's coming from a school that was private, that is incredibly well-funded, but it's very much academic-minded. And though they love football, I'm not totally sure they get what it takes to be great, great at football. You know? And, I mean, the example is like Oklahoma State, where I went to school. So they have an unbelievable facility. Now, they were behind in facilities for 50 years. When I went to school there, the stadium, now Boone Pickens Stadium, it's the same grounds. They just built a real stadium around it based upon Boone Pickens money and some of the other money that was raised. But all of that was completed, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, right? And then they opened a brand new weight room and locker room in the West End Zone like 7 years ago, 8 years ago. They're going to redo it in the offseason. Why? Because you got to keep up with the Joneses. Notre Dame has always, and a little bit like UCLA basketball, has always been like, look, you get to play at Notre Dame. Why do you need this extra stuff? Of the great football schools, we're the best academic institution. Of the all-time great football schools, we provide the most for you in terms of academic and postgraduate support. Why do you need all that stuff? And the truth is, you don't, but you do. Right. Additionally, location wise, they're challenged. But the big thing is, you heard at the end, hey, it's not anything Notre Dame can't give me, but man, the facilities down here are awesome. Translation, Notre Dame is, they're always playing catch up, whereas LSU is one of the ones that's ahead of the curve. Here was Dan, I thought, asked great questions. And so you understand, I'm very fortunate to be friends with both Dan and Colin, several other guys that host national radio shows. Well, I filled in for them 15 years ago. I get to fill in for them now. And if anybody cares, like, how I tried to form my game a little bit was between Colin and Rome in the open segment rant sort of category and Dan in the interview category and a couple other guys who, if you really care, I'll divulge at some point in time. You basically say, I like what they do there. I'm going to make that a segment. Dan's always been the best interviewer, and it's two reasons. One or three. One, he listens. He asks good questions. It's the first one. Second, he listens and follows up. But third, because he's Dan, he's been doing it forever. He was Mr. SportsCenter. You're comfortable with him. You just are. Whereas sometimes, you know, I'm getting to the point where most people are comfortable with me. But if you're new to this gig, it's really hard to create because you don't have equity with who you're interviewing. Anyway, Dan asked Brian Kelly when he considered leaving.
My focus was on my guys at Notre Dame. I don't know that there was ever a, you know, wandering eye at all. But, you know, we're curious. We're coaches, right? We're always looking for that next challenge.
Yeah, so the idea is, like, while your agent may be having these conversations, and I think everyone's agent, and this happened in broadcasting, when Tony Romo got $17 million, you don't think that Troy Aikman was like, hey, guess what? I've been doing this three times as long. I have three Super Bowl rings. He has none. I was quarterback of the Cowboys. I won three Super Bowls. If he's worth 17, what am I worth? That's absolutely normal in any industry. Any industry. But I actually believe that, like, okay, you're coaching your team. You can't focus on what else is out there. You hear stuff. I'm sure there's conversations about stuff. But the idea of leaving, you just don't have the bandwidth to think of it because that happens the second the season is over. I thought this was the best question and the most honest answer. He was asked, okay, about if circumstances were slightly different, would he still be at LSU?
If you were ranked third right now, Coach, would you still be in Louisiana?
Oh, I don't know, Dan. You know, those are tough questions. You know, I'm a pretty honest guy and would tell you, but those are so hard to, you know, to answer relative to what I had done something different in that situation. And I really couldn't tell you, to be honest with you.
All right, it's fair. I think Lincoln Riley's in the same boat. Like, I don't think Lincoln Riley's the coach at USC today. And maybe not the coach of USC ever if they win Saturday, because then they're playing for a Big 12 championship and potentially playing for a national championship. And while there's still the possibility of Notre Dame, and I want to talk about that coming next, what they do if they are right there on the cusp of qualifying, what the committee does, I think there's a reality to, like, if they were in a different spot and had a chance to play for a national championship, I don't think he would be open to that yet until their season was done. Speaking of season being done, I don't blame you as fans for not knowing how things work. But when you're a member of the media, I do. Here's Peter King on a radio hit in San Francisco.
I think what Brian Kelly did yesterday is an absolute total disgrace. You have 90 players and 15 coaches to be absolutely, totally all in. But how in the world do you walk out on your team? I don't care what the money is. And they wake up one morning and see on Twitter, Brian Kelly has reached a 10-year, $100 million deal with LSU. Would you feel like you'd be kicked right in the crotch? I would. And I would be angry at Brian Kelly.
Okay, well, first of all, I don't actually think most of the players are angry. I think they're a little pissed, but not angry. But, you know, I said this yesterday, and I talked to some basketball coaches last night, and they're like, you're 100% right. Brian Kelly talked about saying goodbye to the players. Actually, this is the Q&A with Dan and asked about saying goodbye to the players.
Is there a tactful way to say goodbye?
Never. It's always difficult because of things get leaked and they get out to the media before you can actually get in front of your guys. I did the best I could. I was on the road recruiting and things got, you know, out to the media before. But I was able to send a note to my guys and then get in front of them yesterday at 7 a.m. and tell them I love them.
So Peter is in this kind of holier than thou. It's a disgrace. Like, listen, I hate to break it to you guys. But we have a lot of people in the media who cover sports, but don't really know sports. And Peter knows a ton about the NFL, but he's never covered college. And he's saying things about college. The reality is, when you're a coach or when you're anybody who leaves your job, you are not supposed to say anything. I don't understand why they don't say it, but you're not supposed to say anything. And he was on the road recruiting. Like, by the way, that's why this process has to be done quickly. And while it doesn't make sense with the game schedule, with the bowl games and the New Year's Six and the national championship semifinals, why it doesn't make sense, December 15th is the early signing date. That's in 15 days, you know? And I've heard the, well, your first recruiting class doesn't matter. Yes, it does. It's everything. Everything is the momentum generated by the announcement and using the success of where you were to where you're going. And oh yeah, by the way, the school where you coach for, they don't want you out there recruiting for them if you're not going to be there. That looks terrible. They don't want you around the players because you're going to take the good players with you. That looks terrible. I saw a tweet where he had the Brian Kelly executing the Irish exit from the Fighting Irish is the most ironic thing ever. I think that's incredible. I don't know if you guys do that. Do you guys do the Irish goodbye, which is, you know, when you go to a party, you just kind of duck out the back door. You dip, if you will. You don't say goodbye to anybody, which that's how I leave parties. Just so you know, if you ever look around, go, where's Gottlieb? There's your answer. Not here. It's not because I hate saying goodbye. It's just awkward. And it's actually, I feel like it shows less ego to do that. Right? Because if you have to say goodbye to everybody, you're telling everybody, hey, stop what you're doing. Somebody really important is leaving the party. Anyway, I want to talk about this Brian Kelly thing. This show is brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. Okay, here's the question. This is the question I'm going to ask the guys. I might call a couple of college football friends too during the break. Should we take a call? 877-99 on Fox. Only if they're really good. But here's the question. It's a fair question. Should Notre Dame not having a head coach, Brian Kelly being gone, should that affect where they stand in the college football playoff? I'll give you my thoughts. Take some of your thoughts. You can also tweet me at Gottlieb Show. Hit me up on Facebook. It's Doug Gottlieb Show on Facebook. Instagram at Gottlieb Show. Should it affect where they're ranked and their ability to play for a national championship?
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. I think this is actually the perfect example of something I was talking with Jason Stewart with before the show. Like, I can't tell you that putting on Christmas music is going to make anyone want to listen to a sports radio show, but it's not my network, right? Like, I work for a company, and it's an incredible company. And if that's the decision they make, and they want to make my ears bleed. I'm kidding. There's nothing wrong with that song. Is it's fine with me, right? That's like part of the deal. And for whatever reason, we live now in a society where, like, everything that corporate America, people in charge do, everything is wrong. Everything's wrong. And pushing back on that is the only right. It's not. It's not. Doesn't affect my ability to do a show at all. And sometimes there's some great stuff. Like, we haven't broke out the Nat King Cole yet, which is, it does make me a little emotional. We'll get to it at some point, I'm sure, in this holiday season. There's some great Christmas songs. This is a good question here on Twitter. Hey, Gottlieb Show. I know the situation with these things, but can you explain why the early signing day, and it's relevant, why it exists? I feel it'll help settle a lot of confusion why coaches can't wait until after the season to sign their new contract. It's a great question. Okay, here's why. I would guess that on a given year, half, at least half, of your signing class shows up early to campus. Okay, shows up early to campus. So that's the first week in January when you're back from Christmas break. Okay? So you have to have an early signing date for that. All of these kids, a lot of them, they just skip their... I don't really get this. I guess, like, senior prom, whatever. But you're skipping your second half of your senior year. You already graduate early. And then you go and you get ready so you can play as a freshman. So that's a good portion of it. I mean, really, in college football, there have been people pushing for, you know, a signing period before the season, which I think is a disaster. I think it's a terrible idea because, again, coaches change, players get hurt, you sign a scholarship, they have to honor it. The whole thing is messy. There's just, I don't believe there's a way to move it or to fix it. There's just not a way to move it or fix it. Could you, in theory, move all the football signing to February? Yeah. Yeah, you could. But again, that cuts out all the early enrollees. Additionally, and this is a big one too, guys that put themselves in the transfer portal, they're not going to sit around during the second semester and wait to see the coaching changes and everything and then go like, I'm just going to sit, be in the transfer portal, not participate in workouts, not participate in spring ball, and then transfer in and try and play. The transfer portal makes it so you have to make these moves because you have to make your decision by the time second semester starts. And you might say to yourself, well, you know, if a guy has to sit out a year, yeah, I would agree. If we went back to the old policy where guys had to sit out a year, it doesn't matter. Truly doesn't matter. He ain't playing next year anyway. But guess what? All of the same people that are complaining about coaches leaving want the players to be able to leave with no ramifications. Like, these things run counter to each other. You're making bad arguments. I'm telling you the reality of it. It doesn't mean that I'm for it, that I'm against it. It doesn't mean anything. I'm just telling you the reality is the second you get done with your season, you get on a plane and you start and you go recruit. Okay? That's what they all do. And that's why you have to get that recruiting momentum with a new head coach. And that's why I don't believe Lincoln Riley would be the coach at USC. Would they have waited another week to see if he lost in the Big 12 championship game? Maybe. Maybe. But the likelihood is they want a new coach because they want to flip some of these kids to generate. Look at what's happened with USC. Already flipping kids that have committed to Oklahoma and other places and how quickly that's happened. We're only at Wednesday. So if you want to know why, that's why. And if you want to know why the timing, it's the fact that second semester starts the first week in January. And if you're anybody, you're going to be on that campus as a transfer or as a signee. It's the reality of it. Just the reality of it. Okay, here's the question. So the head of the committee last night said that they are taking into account Notre Dame. You know, if you don't have a coach, you don't have a player, how that's going to affect you in the playoffs. It feels like it's written, at least in pencil, that Notre Dame is not getting in. But should it affect them? I'm a little torn here, Jay Stu, whether or not I should give my opinion because it's a pretty strong one. And I can flip John on whatever opinion he has. I can just take the opposite side and then I'll get John to agree with me. Let me ask Dan Beyer. Dan, do you think that not having Brian Kelly should affect whether or not Notre Dame plays for national championship?
I would say no. I don't think it does. I agree with you that I don't think that Notre Dame was a realistic has a realistic shot at making the top four. So I think it also allows Gary Barta to say that. But I also think, to give my opinion on what I think was really behind it, was that college football committee is full of athletic directors and conference commissioners and people who may have an interest in making sure that coaches aren't leaving if a school is on the verge of doing it. So to me, I felt it may have been self-serving for those on the college football playoff committee.
No, those guys. No, nobody would ever say something self-serving. You stop it.
To send that message out when Notre Dame realistically doesn't have an opportunity to make the playoff. I don't think they do. That's where I thought it was all behind. But I don't think it should, but that's why I think that they send the message out.
Jay Stu, what do you think?
I'm only thinking about the student athletes here, and they're the ones that got Notre Dame to this point. I don't think they should be penalized. I think whoever's coaching that game should not matter in this circumstance. So if they deserve it, they should be in.
Are coaches worth the money? Jason, are coaches worth the money? Is Nick Saban worth the money?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so if Nick Saban's not coaching Alabama, does that change your opinion?
It changes my opinion of whether or not I'm going to gamble on the team, but I would like to reward the student-athletes in this case.
Okay, but by rewarding the student-athletes, you're punishing other student-athletes. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you're rewarding them. The idea of the college football playoff is find me the best four teams, right?
I think that would be the difference of it, because I would say that they shouldn't be allowed, or that it shouldn't be held against them because of the work that they accomplished over the season. So that's what we are grading them on, not who we think are the four best. I think it should be the four best from what they've accomplished over this season that they have played. So, like, hypothetically guessing if they're going to play better with or without their head coach is not what the criteria is about.
I don't think so. I think it's they're trying to find the best four teams.
I know you are, because you and I have had this conversation before. But then again, it goes back to why play the games? Like, if you just think they're the four best teams and all of a sudden this team then loses the head coach, well, you don't know. We've seen teams go and play with an interim head coach and play out of their minds and then forcing
for,
the school.
For two games?
Well, we've never had, you know, that really situation. We've had just coaches leave and then bowl games. You know, West Virginia comes to mind. USC comes to mind.
Here's the easiest way to look at it for me, okay? If I go over to Dan's house, okay, and Dan's like, hey, man, we're out of town for the weekend. The remote's pretty self. I'll leave the TV on so you don't have to worry about it or whatever. And just go and fridge is full. Just, you know, clean up after yourself a little bit, you know, and you're done. And I'm like, hey, no problem. I show up and it's great. It's awesome. Okay. Then I turn off the TV. I go up and I go into the guest room and I go to sleep because I'm not sleeping in his bed. Kind of creepy. Right. So I go and sleep in the whatever the guest room is. Yeah. I get up the next day and I'm like, oi, how do I turn on the TV? Right. I mean, you ever tried to turn on somebody else's TV? It's like, you're like, wait a second. I have a college degree. Okay, I was a straight A student one time in my life. Like I've worked my whole life. I know kind of like I have no idea how to what remote. What is this? Is this the symbol for boron? What is that? What do I have to press? And I'm like calling Dan. Do I disturb him on his vacation? Do I not? The baby's sleeping. You know, Lisa hates me. All this other stuff. That's what it'd be like to coach that second game. First game, you might be able to get by. Second game, you'd be like, you know, like, I don't know. What do you call this? So. I don't know if it's a punishment. I just think it's a reality to it. It's just like when Kendall Marshall got hurt for North Carolina. And I remember I was on SportsCenter at the time and they were like, how far do you see North Carolina going without Kendall Marshall? And I was like, they're going to go to St. Louis and then they're going to come home to Chapel Hill. And it's not because I don't respect North Carolina, that team that I thought was the best or second best team in the country. They lost to Kentucky. This is 2010 or 2012. I can't remember. It was whenever Anthony Davis won the national championship. They lost that Kentucky team by two early in the year. But the reality is you're different when you don't have your point guard. You're different when you don't have your coach. Like there's a reason that the guy, you know, only one coach has been able to figure out the Notre Dame thing for the better part of a decade when you've had other super talented coaches that have been way up and down, lost their job before. Right. So I just think it's a realist, like nobody likes reality anymore. That honestly is the biggest takeaway. No one wants reality. U.S. Women's National Team. We want to make as much money as the men. Great. Here's the reality. They generate 10 times as much money as you do, even if they're nominally as successful as you are. Right? It's the same thing with women's basketball. I had a great podcast with Molly Miller. Molly Miller is my brother's boss at Grand Canyon. And she's like, I said, there's one thing for women's basketball. Like, man, I'd like it to be, I like more games on TV, more promotion. Like, that's great. Here's the problem. Nobody watches. They just don't. Very few people watch men's college basketball. Women's college basketball, come on. They just don't. This is not male chauvinist. This is the reality. Sports TV is a business. Right? Sports TV is a business. I get this all the time. People are like, why don't you talk more college basketball? You know what? Because if I do a show and I focus on last night's Ohio State comeback and win over Duke and the officiating and what a celebration is to see Duke, the reality is my ratings aren't going to be as good because people don't care. This is we're talking reality. And the reality is Notre Dame is not as good without Brian Kelly. Period. Let's get to Dan Beyer. Let's get to Dan Beyer. Dan, what do you got?
Doug, we got a lot going on, including in college football, where the Ohio State-Michigan game on Fox this past Saturday, the highest rated, most watched college football game of the season, and it's not even close. 15.9 million viewers tuned into the game. Second place was the Auburn-Alabama game this past weekend. The Ohio State-Michigan game beat that contest on CBS by 5.5 million viewers. Now on to the NFL. Cowboys wide receiver Amari Cooper's been activated off the reserve COVID list. He's expected to play against the Saints tomorrow. Bears and Cardinals will play in Chicago on Sunday. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray practiced today, while wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins also happened to be on the practice field. He's been out with a strained hamstring. As for the Bears, Andy Dalton took first-team reps in practice, despite Justin Fields returning to the practice field after missing Week 12 with fractures in his ribs. Tonight, the Philadelphia 76ers take on the Boston Celtics in our Discover Card Key matchup brought to you by Discover. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Heat center Bam Adebayo going to need surgery to repair a torn UCL in his right thumb. He's out an estimated 4 to 6 weeks, according to reports. The Athletic had the news first. ESPN reported Suns guard Devin Booker to miss a few games with a hamstring strain. And Doug, it seems like we're on track for a lockout in Major League Baseball. 7-minute negotiations today between the league and the union before they broke off. No more talks are scheduled. Back to you.
Still longer than Brian Kelly with Notre Dame, but understandable. Sage Rosenfels joins us, of course, quarterback at Iowa State and a longtime quarterback in the National Football League. He joins us every week here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Do you believe Notre Dame should be penalized, or should it should be a mark against them that they don't have Brian Kelly for the rest of the season?
No, not at all. I don't know how someone could even think that. The players did nothing wrong. You're penalizing the players. This wasn't like a recruiting violation or something like that, right? A head coach left.
Are they as good a team with a different head coach or an interim head coach?
They are 99% as good at this point in the season, right? You've got offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators, and you got all these other coaches on the staff. The players are the players. They play the way they played this year. They're not going to change much between now and, you know, January 5th or whatever.
Your best year. Okay. Dan McCartney was the coach, right? Is that right? Okay. Dan McCartney is the coach. Was he a good coach?
He's a great coach.
Okay. So you're getting ready to play for a national championship. You're going to play Georgia and Kirby Smart.
Yeah.
He leaves the program a month or 3 weeks before the biggest two games potentially of your life. Who was your offense coordinator?
It was Steve Loney, who actually went to the NFL and completely ran the offense. McCartney had nothing to do with it.
I understand. I understand that that a lot of head coaches, you know, they're CEOs, they pop in and pop out and they do a bunch of other stuff. Your defense coordinator's who?
John Scaldani, and he totally ran the defense too. McCartney was, you know, he was a D-line coach. He was more of a motivator.
Right.
That was his expertise. Nope. He was a culture guy.
Okay.
But I think that culture's been set. And if anything, I sort of think that the players might even be more motivated to go win one in spite of the coach that left. And so he loses out on a national championship. So I'm those Notre Dame players around myself back at Iowa State, and Dan Mack leaves to go take another job. I don't think it wasn't going to have much an effect on us winning games after that. I really don't. It's like having any sort of injury, right? You know, if the center goes down, does the team not get an invite also? Because they're important, right?
The center is important. Quarterback's important. Coach more important than the quarterback. But the quarterback goes down, absolutely that affects it. Absolutely. No question.
I actually think the quarterback going down in most situations in most of these teams is probably more important than the head coach going away three quarters or 90% through the season at this point. You gotta realize the head coach has a lot of different jobs. They're raising money. They're flying around recruiting, these other things. Only a small part of it is the actual nuts and bolts of the football in a lot of situations.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. That's the voice of Sage Rosenfels. What do you think of Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame for LSU?
I feel like we are in a time, and it's sort of exploding, and we don't know where it's going to go. But it feels like sort of the end of amateurism as far as college sports completely. I think in some places. You know, there's always been stuff been going on. But now there's so much, it's sort of all out in the open. All gloves are off. And, you know, the NFL has, right, they all work together. They have rules. They have different things. College football, you know, college, they don't have these rules that limit what you can do. That doesn't count versus a salary cap and all these things with the coaches, right? So there's just so much money in it. And now I have no idea how it's going to end up with the players also, with how they're going to make money and who's going to make money and how that looks like in 10 years compared to what it looks like right now. That's what it's about. It's a huge sport. There's so much money in it, and the head coaches and the players are, you know, trying to get every dollar they can.
Okay, Matt Campbell is the coach of your alma mater. Do you think he's a good fit at Notre Dame?
Well, one, I hope he doesn't go, obviously. Love him as our Iowa State head coach. He brought our program to a height that we'd never been to before. We won the Fiesta Bowl last year. But as actual Notre Dame fit, I'll be honest, he'd be a great Notre Dame fit. I mean, he is the culture coach. And Notre Dame, they have a certain culture there, right? You know, for decades and decades and decades. And I think he understands that part of the country extremely well. I think he'd be a great fit as a, you know, young father and married with four kids and straight shooter. I think he'd probably a great fit for Notre Dame. But, of course, I hope he stays in Ames.
Lincoln Riley, does that change how people see USC?
Yeah, I think so. Immediately. I mean, you see these recruits already that were going to Oklahoma that are now going and decommitting, and some have already committed to USC. But I think this move for him is actually great. I really do. If it's just him and you don't really care about anything else and what's best for Lincoln Riley and what the opportunity lies ahead for him, I actually think Oklahoma, it's going to be a hard deal when they go to the SEC. There is some serious competition over there. With other schools, you don't have recruiting advantages like he has Oklahoma in the Big 12. At SC, he sort of has that whole West Coast to yep. be able to possibly choose from if he changed it. The Pac-12 is not what it used to be, so it's an easier conference to continually be in the hunt or win year after year. And, of course, the financials that they gave him are so crazy, and they made it so easy. What I wonder with him and Brian Kelly is when the university presidents and or athletic directors and everybody, they come and they have this sort of package for them. How much are they talking about how we're going to get more players there, the different strategies that they're going to have from the boosters, from the this, from the that, to try to get the best players? I'm wondering sometimes where that lies. But obviously, you know, USC, the very minimum, you gave him one heck of a financial package if anyone wants to look it up. I mean, bought two houses from him
that actually is not accurate.
Is that not part of it? No. Well, either way, he got
like, look, here's the deal. But it is true. What LSU did copied what USC's always done, which is the interest-free loan. So interest-free loan on whatever house that he's going to buy. You know, for what you want for down payment or for whatever, they basically, they're the bank. They can hold the note. And then you sell, you got to give them a percentage or maybe no percentage. USC probably does no percentage of whatever profit you make on it. They do interest free loans with the assistance. That's a big thing in LA because it's so expensive to live. We're going to you pay assistance and then interest free loans so they can live where they want to live. Otherwise, you got to live so far away, you're not really part of the university. But you're right with the financial package. Last thing.
I personally, by the way, I like the plane call. I think does this family get to use a plane pretty much anytime they want or something like that? We live in Los Angeles. As you know, to have a private plane would be a pretty good deal.
That'd be a baller move. That's like Cowherd level. That's what that is. That's Cowherd. That's very Cowherdian.
that is Cowherd level.
Okay, so really quickly, Mac Jones, they look like the best team in the AFC. Do you think this is sustainable, what the Patriots are doing?
Yes, it is. First, let's go with Mac Jones. The way he plays, the way he processes information, the way he finds the one-on-one, obviously through coaching, probably going back to college, his ability to be accurate, to move around the pocket just enough, sort of Brady-esque, right? He doesn't look like a great athlete, but, man, he does end up just moving here, moving there, and he doesn't miss many throws. So he is playing really good. They've hit a lot of draft picks the last few years, and their defense is phenomenal. I mean, anytime you have a quarterback who's not turned the ball over, he's good on third down, he's accurate with his throws, he doesn't turn the ball over much, combine that with a really good defense, and, you know, in an okay division, it gives you a chance to win every single week. And it's you know, might be one of the better Belichickian coaching jobs over the course of this whole thing for him. I mean, he's got good players, but he's obviously, when he's got good players, his defense is usually in the top two or three, and sure enough, they're number one. And he's got a rookie quarterback playing really good football. This is a legit football team.
Sage, you're the best, man. Appreciate you joining us, and we'll talk with you soon, okay?
All right, Doug. Thanks for having me on.
That's Sage Rosenfels joining us, former NFL quarterback, Iowa State quarterback as well. Patriots quarterback Mac Jones has filed for a trademark. What is it, and do we like it? Part of Game Time next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Every day at this time, we get you updated on some stories of the day. We do so by playing a game.
Game time! This is Game Time.
Game Time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Check out the latest lines in the world of sports. Bet River Sportsbook. Bet River Z. Trust the name in online sports betting. Must be 21. Must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Pennsylvania to play. Game probably called 1-800-GAMBLER. What do you got, Dan?
Doug, the game today is...
Real news, fake news.
Real news or fake news that Lakers forward LeBron James has petitioned the league to wear a specifically designed helmet that would allow him to play despite testing positive for COVID-19.
That's fake news.
You are fake news. Yeah.
Completely made up. I just thought it would be funny to see LeBron running around with a helmet on the court. And a lot of times you could say I wouldn't put it past LeBron, but this one I think is pretty far out there. All right, Doug. Real news or fake news? Purdue is on the verge of being ranked number one in the country in college basketball for the first time in school history.
That's real news.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
Yes, following the Duke loss last night, likely what stands between the Boilermakers and number one is a Big Ten date with Iowa coming up on Friday. Two for two. Let's see if you could go three for three. Real news or fake news? The Patriots quarterback Mac Jones has filed for the trademark MJ10.
That's real news.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
Yes. Maybe on the heels of a little TB12, but yes, Mac Jones's agent has filed for that trademark. Real news or fake news, Doug? In an effort to try and win a Super Bowl ring, free agent running back Adrian Peterson is visiting with the Ravens today.
Can't hear.
Visiting with the Ravens today.
Can't hear.
Oh, he can't hear. Doug can't hear us, but I can tell you that's fake news.
You are fake news.
Because he is visiting with the Seattle Seahawks, and the Seahawks right now not on the verge of a Super Bowl. That's game time. We can back end that.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio, having a few technical difficulties with Doug. His... There's just some audio issues. Don't worry, we've got you locked. Coming up next, Doug's going to dive more into the Brian Kelly situation and talk with a former Notre Dame player and see how the Golden Domers are taking all of this. That's next on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.